今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的，就是怎么样来服侍主，怎么来跟随主。
Today I would like to share with the brothers and sisters on how to serve and how to follow the Lord.
我们晓得，我们信主以后，我们就是神的儿女。
We understand that once we have accepted the Lord, that we become the sons and daughters.
但是不仅我们是神的儿女，神还给我们一个特权。
But not only are we his sons and daughters, we have a new privilege.
我们可以来服侍主。
We may now serve the Lord.
很多时候我们认为服侍主是一个重担，一个 burden。
Many times we consider serving a burden.
但事实上呢，服侍主是一个特权，是一个 privilege。
But in reality, serving the Lord is a privilege.
今天如果我们要去服侍英国的女王，这是不容易的事情。
Today, if we were asked to serve the Queen of England, this would not be an easy task.
或是我们要去服侍美国总统，那是不容易的。
Or if we were to serve the President of the United States, this is also not easy.
它有许多的限制 restriction.
There are many restrictions.
而且呢，它有很多条件，你必须 qualify, 你必须要符合它的条件才可以。
And you must be qualified to serve.
但是神给他的儿女一个特权，我们可以来服侍他。
But God gives his sons and daughters a privilege, and that is to, that we can serve him.
如果我们服侍他是按着他的心意来服侍的话，
If we do things according to God's will and we serve him according to his heart,
那么圣经上告诉我们，他要尊重我们。
It says in the Bible that he will honor us.
那神爱每一个他的儿女。
And he loves every single one of his sons and daughters.
但只有少数人呢，神尊重他。
But only few go according to his wishes.
神要尊重他，要 honor 他。
And God will honor those.
你想想看，这位创造宇宙万物的真神，他要来尊重你。
If you think about it this way, the God that created the heavens and earth will come and honor you.
这位万王之王，万主之主。要尊重。
This King of Kings and Lord of Lords will come and honor you.
你看这是何等特别的事情。
This is a truly special thing.
所以我们要认识怎么样来服侍，能够摸到神的心。
So we must come to understand what it is to serve the Lord.
我们看一下约翰福音十二章。
Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章，我们先来看第二十六节。
In John chapter 12, verse 26.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 26.
他说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。”若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
In verse 26 it says, If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my father will honor.
所以他说，如果有人服侍他，服侍主的话呢，这个结果是父神要尊重他。
So it says here that if anyone serves God,His father will honor him.
但是这个服侍呢，是有条件的。
But this service comes with conditions.
他特别是说到我在哪里，就是主说他在哪里呢，服侍他的也要在哪里。
It specifically says where God is, his servant shall be also.
如果你是这样的服侍呢，他说父神要尊重他。
If you serve in this manner, God will honor you.
Okay. 这边特别提到服侍，很多时候我们想到服侍呢，我们都是想到事情。
When we mention service, we think of things or tasks.
我们的重点呢是放在事情上面，但在这里呢，主特别讲到这个重点是在主的身上。
We focus on work, instead of.Putting our efforts on God.
On the Lord.
Or on the Lord.
所以在这里给我们看见啊， 我们服侍是有对象的，有 target 的。
So here we see that we have a target when we serve.
主是我们服侍的对象。
God is the target that we must serve.
因为很多时候，我们如果把我们的服侍的对象放在事情的上面呢，然后我们常常会心里面很烦乱。
Because if you serve based on work or tasks, you will become frustrated.
就好像圣经上提到那个马大 Master， 他为主在服侍很多的工作呢，但他心里面烦乱。
It mentions in the Bible about Martha and how she was distracted with much serving and she felt very frustrated.
所以如果我们觉得我们都在做一些琐碎的事情，你做久了你一定会烦乱的。
So if we focus mainly on work and on tasks, we will eventually become frustrated.
有的时候我们甚至觉得我们在服侍的对象是服侍人。
Oftentimes we think that when we serve, it is geared towards people.
如果我们服侍的对象是人呢，我们迟早会失望，我们会 disappoint, 会 discourage。
If we focus on serving people, then we will become discouraged.
但是主在这里说，若有人服侍我，这边特别强调主是我们服侍的对象。
But it says specifically here that if you follow God, or you serve God, then you must come.
你的对象是主自己，不是人。
Your target becomes God.
所以第二点，很多时候我们讲到服侍主，我们的重点呢好像都在事情的上面。
So many times when we think about serving the Lord, we focus on tasks.
我们觉得譬如说我们在台上讲话，我们这是服侍，好像我们的服侍。
We think that if we deliver a sermon, then this becomes a service.
或是说我们传福音给那些不信的朋友。
Or if we preach the gospel to non-believers, this is a service.
或是我们有弟兄姊妹生病了，我们去看望他。
Or if there is a sick brother or sister, and we go visit them.
或是我们在厨房做一些服侍的工作。
Or we serve in the kitchen.
这些都告诉我们，我们的对象呢，不是这些事情，乃是主的自己。
This tells us that our focus isn't the task.It is God.
因为如果我们是这样子来服侍的话呢，你知道，我们所带下的要蒙父神的尊重。
Because if we serve,
this way,
if we serve this way, then our Father will honor us.
所以在这里给我们看见，那服侍是有对象的。
So here we see that there is a target when we serve.
但是主的自己是我们服侍的对象。
And that God is our target when we serve.
所以当我们在服侍事情的时候呢，我们应该有一个原则，有一个想法，不是服侍人，我们乃是服侍主。
We have to understand that we are not serving people, but that we are serving God.
但是服侍主有一个很重要的条件呢，就是说你必须要跟从主。
But there is one condition.When you serve God, it is that you have to follow Him.
很多时候我们愿意来服侍，但我们不愿意跟随。
Many times we would prefer to serve and not follow.
但是服侍非常重要的条件呢，就是跟随主。
But the most important condition of serving is to follow.
你不能够把服侍主跟跟随主分开来。
We cannot separate serving the Lord and following the Lord.
那跟随主呢，你需要付代价。
And following the Lord, you must
pay the price.
Pay the price.
所以许多时候我们不愿意付这个代价，我们只想服侍就好。
And many times we would rather serve instead of paying the price.
但主的话非常清楚，如果有人要服侍我，他一定要跟从我。
But God's word is very clear. If you want to serve me, let him follow me.
那怎么跟随呢？
And how do you follow?
他说。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Where I am, there my servant will be also.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this word mean?
主耶稣就在这一节圣经的前面两节圣经给我们做了解释。
Jesus explains in verse 24 and 25.
他这边主特别把自己做了一个比喻，他就好像一粒麦子。
He compares himself to a grain of wheat.
他说我实实在在的告诉我们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒， 若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
你知道，一粒麦子是非常特别的事情，东西。
Grain is a very special thing.
这个麦子、哦、如果它是放在桌子上，你放100万年 ，one million years， 它仍然是一粒。
If you place a grain on the table for a million years, it still remains one single grain.
可是呢，它如果是落在地里面死了啊，你就发觉它结出好多的籽粒来。
But if it falls into the ground and dies, you see that it becomes many grains.
为什么呢？因为麦子的外壳非常的硬。
Because grain has a very hard outer shell.
它如果落在地里面以后呢，你就会产生一些变化。
And once it dies in the ground, it evolves.
你知道，经过长时间，经过温度，经过压力，经过黑暗，慢慢它那个坚硬的外壳呢就开始破裂。
After a long time being in the dark in a damp place, the outer shell starts to open.
然后里面的生命就冒出来，就结出许多的籽粒来。
And life comes from within and creates more grain.
主耶稣就用这句话来解释怎么来跟随他。
And this is how Jesus explained how to follow him.
他说我在哪里呢
？He says where I am.
他说我就像这个麦子落在地里面死了。
It's like how the grain falls into the ground and dies.
所以今天我们跟随主要跟随到哪里去呢
？So where do we follow Jesus?
我们也就好像麦子也要落在地里死了。
We must also become like this grain and die in the ground.
那我们里面有主那个复活的生命。
Within us, we have a resurrection life.
但是很多时候，你知道，我们所活出来的，却是我们那个天然、那个肉体的生命。
But oftentimes, we live out our natural lives.
所以我们活出来都不像主。
So we are not like God when we live.
我们必须好像主一样落在地里面死了。
We must be like God and fall to the ground and fall into the ground and die.
就好像呢，我们接受。主十字架在我们身上的工作。
It's like accepting the work of the cross into our lives.
这样慢慢，我们外面那个坚硬的那个天然的本性呢，就开始破碎。
So that our natural characteristics start to become broken.
你知道我们的天然哦，常常就是非常的自傲、自我骄傲。
Our natural characteristics is to be self-centered.
或者自我叫 self-pride.
Or self-pride.
有的时候呢，我们又非常的自卑。
Or sometimes we have low self-esteem.
对，那大部分的时候我们都是自我中心很重。
And most of the time we are very self-centered.
有的时候我们又非常的自怜，觉得自己很可怜。
And sometimes we have much self-pity.
这就是我们天然的本相。
And this is who we are naturally.
但如果你带着这个东西来服侍主了，你就发觉没有什么效果。
But if you bring these things to come and serve the Lord, there is no outcome.
但如果我们跟随主，我们就好像呢，一个麦子要落在地里死了。
But if we follow the Lord, we must become like the grain that died in the ground.
结果十字架主就兴起环境来，那开始破碎我们。
And through the cross, He gives us
breakers.就把我们破碎了。
It breaks us.
你知道我们经过有的时候黑暗。
Often we go through darkness.
有的时候我们经过压力。
Often we go through pressure.
有的时候我们经过很长时间的自作。
Often we go through
long term.
Long periods.
对，结果呢？你看我们这个慢慢，我们这个天然人呢，就开始被十字架给破碎了。
So our natural self becomes broken.
就好像这个麦子的外壳开始破了。
Just like the outer shell of the grain.
那里面那个复活的生命就出来了。
And the resurrection life starts to live.
从前我们没有忍耐，我们现在有了基督的忍耐。
Before we had no patience, and now we do have patience.
那从前我们很容易以自我为中心，现在能够以基督为中心 ，Christ centered.
And before when we were self-centered, we become Christ-centered.
对。所以你就看见，原来服侍这件事情呢，主看重的不是我们做的事情，主所看重的乃是我们服侍的这个人。
So we see that the origin of service really isn't about the things or the task. It's more about the person.
否则的话呢，到时候你知道有很多人，就像马太福音第七章二十二节、二十三节所说的。
Like it says in Matthew 7, verses 22 to 23.
他说到那一天哦，就是我们见主面的时候啊，那一天有许多人来见主，说主啊主啊，我们为你做了好多的事情，传道、赶鬼、行异能，主说我不认识你们。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then he will declare, I never knew you, depart from me.
你看，他们做的事情都是对的。传道、赶鬼、行异能，这些都是对的事情。
So you notice the things that they are doing is correct.
但是因着人不对的缘故呢，主说你们这些作恶的，离开我去吧。
But because their heart was not in the right place, the Lord told them to leave him.
所以主看重的是这个人，主不是看重这个事情。
So God focuses on the person, not the thing.
所以借着服事，主呢要改变我们。
So through service, God wants to change us.
让我们来像他。
For us to become like him.
只有这样的服侍呢，主耶稣怎么讲呢？他说：“我父要尊重他。”
Only this type of service will his father honor us.
你知道，在圣经最后一卷《马拉基书》第三章十七节。
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 17.
主好像神特别对有一般人讲话。
He's speaking to a very specific group of people.
他说万军之耶和华说，在我指定的日子啊，他们就这一般的人呢，他们要赎，必要赎我，特特的归我，我要连续他们啊，好像连续服侍自己的儿子一样。
It says they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
你看神要连续他们，好像连续服侍自己的儿子。
It says that he will spare them as he spares his own son.
这是何等的荣耀的事情。
This is a very glorious thing.
所以神爱每一个他的儿女。
So God loves every one of his sons and daughters.
但神特别尊重这少数的人。
But he will honor this small group of people.
那这些人呢，就是服侍主、跟随主的人。
And these are the people that serve God, but also follow God.
Okay, 我们现在要用圣经上的一个人做例子，来解释我们刚刚所讲的那一段话。
So now we'll use an example from the Bible.
这是在列王记上十九章那边所提到的一件事。
This is in 1 Kings chapter 19.
特别是在十九节到二十一节。
Specifically, verse 19 through 21.
我们晓得在这个时代啊，是非常邪恶淫乱的时代。
We understand that this generation was a generation of wickedness and
adultery. 那时候以色列国呢，全国在拜偶像。
At this time, the entire nation of Israel went to idolatry.
他们完全的背弃了神。
They had forsaken God.
那时候神因为爱的缘故呢，神兴起了一个先知。
And because God loves his people, he gave them a prophet.
这个先知就是以利亚。
And this prophet's name is Elijah.
我们知道，如果你读以利亚的故事呢，它非常的非常的有趣，非常的精彩的。
We understand that reading the stories of Elijah, there is a lot of drama and intrigue.
因为以利亚他做了行了好多的神迹。
Because Elijah performed many miracles.
我们知道他曾经叫死人复活。
He once revived a man from the dead.
而且呢，他在献燔祭那个burnt offering的时候祷告，神就降下火来烧灭了这些燔祭。
And when he gave a burnt offering, fire came from the sky and burned the offering.
对，他也祷告三年零六个月不下雨，就没有下雨。
He also prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months.
那后来他又祷告了，雨又降下来。
And then he prayed again, and he brought back the rain.
在他的执事 ministry 的到了一个段落以后呢，神叫他做一件事情。
So during his ministry, God asked him to do one thing.
就是去 高一个人叫以利沙，要叫他这以利沙呢继承他自己的工作。
That he hands off his prophecies to a man named Elisha, so that Elisha can continue his ministry.
那列王记上十九章十九节到二十一节呢，就讲到了以利亚去高以利沙的事情。
So in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, it tells the story of how Elijah anoints Elisha.
当以利亚去高以利沙的时候呢，以利沙正在耕田。
When Elijah finds Elisha, you see that Elijah is plowing the field.
那时候他前面有十二对牛，我在那里耕田，他自己在最后面。
In front of him were 12 yoke of oxen, and they were before him.
然后以利亚呢就把他自己的外衣脱下来，披在以利沙的身上。
So Elijah went over to Elisha and threw his mantle on him.
后来以利沙呢就跑去跟他父母亲嘴道别。
So Elijah went and kissed his parents goodbye.
最后他就起来服侍以利亚，而且跟随他。
And after he went to serve and follow Elijah.
所以你在这里可以看见以利沙呢，他跟随以利亚，他也服侍以利亚。
So here you see that Elijah not only follows Elijah not only follows Elijah, he serves him.
所以这个是我们要学的功课。
And this is what we must learn here.
我们知道当以利亚要去高以利沙的时候呢，以利沙已经预备好了。
We understand that when Elijah went to anoint Elisha was already prepared.
当他去把外衣披在他身上的时候，他马上就跟他父母道别，就离别他们，然后就跟他去服侍他，去跟随他了。
When Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha, he quickly went and bid his parents farewell. And quickly followed.
而且服侍他 served.
Followed and served.
所以你看见以利沙早就准备好了。
So we see here that Elisha had been prepared for a long time.
那当时以色列国有许许多的年轻人。
During this time, there were many young people in the nation of Israel.
可是呢，神知道谁他可以用。
But God knew who he could use.
因为以利沙早就准备好了，让神来用。
Because Elijah had prepared himself in advance so that the Lord can use him.
你知道，如果神的呼召来了，我们没有预备好，我们就跟不上去。
If God's calling comes and we are not prepared, then we cannot follow him.
这也是为什么圣经上告诉我们，有蒙召的有很多人，但被选上了只有一点点。
So they also said that.
Many call.
There are many called, but few are chosen.
因为没有预备好。
Because many of us are not ready.
但以利沙呢，他预备好了。
But Elisha is ready.
你知道我们每一个人都是蒙召的人。
Many of us are called.
事实上，每一个人，我们在包括在座的每一个人，我们都是蒙召的。
In reality, all of us are called.
我们不一定蒙召做先知。
We may not be called to prophesy.
但我们每一个人都是蒙召的。
But we are all called.
因为根据希伯来书第三章第一节告诉我们。
Because it says in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
他说我们都是同蒙天召的，这是 heavenly calling.
Because we are partakers of the heavenly calling.
换句话说，我们每一个人都呼召呢，是从天上来的呼召。
Which means that our calling comes from heaven.
意思就是说，我们虽然在地上生活，
which means even though we live on earth，
但是呢，我们的呼召就是属天的。
Our calling is in heaven。
意思就是我们生活呢，不是按照世上的世人怎么生活，我们就怎么生活。
We do not live the life of the world。
而是我们按着那个属天的原则，来管制我们。
But that we use the principles of heaven to control ourselves.
这叫做属天的呼召。
This is our heavenly calling.
那这个呼召呢，也是一个圣洁的呼召 ，holy calling.
And this is our holy calling.
圣召告诉我们呢，我们与世界要分别。
It tells us that we must separate ourselves from the world.
把我们自己呢分别出来归给神 offer to God.
And that we must separate ourselves and offer ourselves to God.
这是圣召。这是 Holy
Calling. This is our Holy Calling.
根据罗马书第八章二十九节三十节也告诉我们。
It says in Romans 8, chapter 8, 29-30.
他告诉我们他说、哦、我们这些人啊、都是神所预定的神预先知道的就预先定下效法他的儿子的模样使他儿子在弟兄中做长子他预先定下的就招他们来他招来的人就称他们为义称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
whom he foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
所以我们每一个人都呼召，神呼召我们有个目的，神要把荣耀赐给我们。
So we are called so that God can give us his glory.
这个荣耀是什么呢？就是磨成神儿子的形象，像他的儿子。
And this glory is that we are conformed to the likeness of his son.
但是我们有没有 听见这个呼召
But have we heard his calling?
我们有没有预备好自己呢来跟随他
have we prepared ourselves to follow him?
你知道以利沙这个字的意思就是耶和华是救主
The meaning of Elisha is Jehovah is Savior.
虽然当时的环境非常的恶劣非常的糟
Although the generation at the time was very wicked,
但是呢，以利沙等候神的救恩。
But Elijah awaited the salvation of God.
他把自己，他在等候的时候，他把自己全然的献给主。
And while he waited, he offered himself to God.
但是很奇妙的时候，如果今天我们把自己要献给神
，But the surprising thing is when we plan to offer ourselves to God.
我们通常呢。第一个要做的，我们大概就去先知学校去学一点东西。
Our first act might be to go to a prophet school and learn something.
或是呢，我们就留在家里面好好读圣经。
Or we stay at home and read our Bibles.
但是很奇妙，以利沙没有这样做。以利沙在那边耕田。
But Elijah did none of these. He was farming the field.
所以这给我们看见哦，我们向着神的心非常的重要。
So it shows us that knowing or giving our heart to the Lord is very important.
因为如果我们的心是完全向着神的
，Because if we are wholehearted towards God,
你到先知学校去也没有错。
Going to a prophet school, there's nothing wrong with that.
你留在家里面读圣经也没有错。
Staying home and reading your Bible, there's nothing wrong with that either.
你耕田也没有错。
And there's nothing wrong with plowing the field.
因为重要的不是这些事情。
Because the importance isn't these things.
因为神要得到你这个人。
Because God wants you as a person.
他是全心向着神的。
And that you are wholehearted towards God.
他即使耕田，你看人家是用一对牛来耕，他用十二对来。留来耕田。
Although Elijah is plowing the field, he, and most people use one yoke of oxen, he uses 12.
你看他为主做事，他全心就摆上了。
So because he works for God, he puts his whole heart into his work.
你知道当以利亚看见以利沙的时候呢，他就把他的外衣给他披上。
So when Elijah sees Elisha, he takes his mantle and puts it over Elisha.
我们知道这个外衣是代表先知的职分。
We understand that the mantle represents
a prophet's ministry.
对。
结果呢，他就马上去跟他父母道别，亲嘴道别，带他。
So Elisha immediately greets his parents and leaves them.
换句话说，他为了把自己献给主呢，他切断了属地的这些关系。
In other words, by leaving his parents, and
他为了要服侍主，他把属地的关系都放在一边。
because Elijah wants to serve the Lord, he can now put aside his earthly relationship.
你知道现在的年轻人，他们如果离开家非常高兴，因为没有人约束他了。
Young people nowadays are very eager to leave home because they no longer have any restrictions.
但对像以利沙这样非常爱父母的人呢，这是付代价。
But to someone like Elijah who loves his parents deeply, this is a very hard thing to ask of him.
你知道他用十二队留在耕田，表示说他非常爱他的工作。
Because he can use 12 yoke of oxen to plow the field, this also tells you that he really loves his work.
但是为了主，他把工作也放下来。
But because he loves the Lord, he will also let go of his work.
他又宰了一对牛、哦、然后用这个套牛的器具煮肉给民吃。
He also kills two oxen and gives it to the people to eat.
换句话说，他跟这个世界也断绝了关系。
In other words, he is now removing himself from the world as well.
然后他起来跟随以利亚服侍他。
So then he gets up and follows Elijah and serves him.
所以服侍主不容易，要付代价的。
So serving the Lord is not easy and comes with
pay a lot of price.
And you must pay a large price.
主耶稣说若有人要跟从我就当怎么样呢舍己 deny yourself 舍己背起自己的十字架来跟随我
and it says that if you want to follow the Lord you must deny yourself and take up your own cross
and follow him、
嗯、
所以这是一个非常大的代价
so this is a big sacrifice
我们可以这样做吗
can we do such a thing
我们可能很难
It must be very hard for us.
但是主说在人不能在神凡事都能
But God says that
with man it is impossible,
with God it is possible.
所以主所看的呢是我们心我们的心
So what God seeks is our heart.
只要我们心愿意神有办法做成
As long as our heart is willing then God can make it possible.
不是很困难的勉强的来接受，是高高兴兴的愿意付这个代价。
It's not that we are forced and unwilling to take the sacrifice, but it's that we are wholehearted and happy to receive the sacrifice.
而且呢，这并不代表我们不再有自己的工作或者房子。
And this doesn't represent that we lose our homes and our jobs.
因为神是看心。
But God is looking into our hearts.
只要这些事情呢。不会拦阻我们专心服侍神呢这都算撇下
If we are not bound by these things,
我们这样就算是服侍神了
Then that means that we are serving God.
那这里特别提到两件事情一个是以利沙跟随以利亚一个是说他服侍他
So here they mention two things.One is that Elijah serves Elijah, and the other is that he follows.
那怎么样服侍呢
？And how does he serve?
很奇怪，就是说，当你读《列王记下》第三章十一节的时候，他告诉我们。
In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11, it tells us.
他特别提到了啊，在经过许许多多年的服侍，以利沙服侍以利亚以后，给人家留下了一个印象。
That through all the years of service and following Elijah, Elijah only left one impression with people.
人家大家讲到以利沙的时候，都说他是倒水在以利亚身上的人，在手上的人。
When people think of Elijah, they know that he was the one who poured water on the hands of Elijah.
换掉这么多年呢，他跟随以利亚了，他没有讲过一句预言。
Meaning, in all the years that he followed Elijah, he did not prophesy once.
他甚至没有讲过道。
He never even preached.
但是呢，人家看到他都在那里倒水，换句话，他就站在一个仆人的地位服侍以利亚。
But every time someone saw him, he was pouring water on the hands of Elijah, which gives him the status of a servant.
如果你是以利沙，你要怎么想
If you were Elijah, what would you think?
我蒙召是来做先知的，不是来倒水的。
I would think I was called to be a prophet, not one to be a servant to pour water.
我们可能情愿回去种田，我们也不要做这个工作。
We would probably prefer to go back and plow fields than do this.
但是你看，以利亚在训练以利沙的时候，不是重在事情，乃是要改变他的性格。
But we see that when Elijah is training Elisha, he did not focus on tasks or things, and it was focused mainly on changing his character.
这也是今天我们跟随主所看重的。
And this is what God seeks with us.
因为圣灵要借着我们的服事来改变我们。
Because the Spirit wants to take our service to change our character.
要把基督的性格组织 constitute 组织在我们里面。
To take the characteristics of Jesus and constitute it within our hearts.
主耶稣是柔和谦卑 meek and gentle.
Jesus is meek and gentle.
所以他要把我们做成柔和跟谦卑。
So he wants to change us to be meek and gentle.
让我们像主。
Let us be like God.
所以在小事上忠心，神才会大事给我们。
So if we focus on small things, then the Lord can give us bigger things to do.
所以这是他服侍主的榜样，这给我们看见的。
So this is the example that Elijah gives us on how to serve the Lord.
所以很多时候我们不要怕做小的事情或者不重要的事情。
So many times we mustn't fret over doing only small things or unimportant things.
因为这些小事情反而我们能够荣耀神。
Because these small and unimportant things are the ones that give God glory.
有很多时候我们觉得做一些大事情，其实神不一定喜悦的。
Many times we do big things and God is not happy.
所以以利沙是这样子来服侍以利亚。
So this is how Elijah serves Elijah.
这也是我们服侍主的榜样。
And this is the example that is set for us to serve the Lord.
那另外就是说我们要看他怎么跟随的。
So now we see how he follows the Lord.
这就是列王记下第二章给我们看见的。
And in 2 Kings chapter 2, it explains.
很奇妙，就是现在呢，神要把以利亚接到天上去了。
So at this time, God is about to take Elijah into the heavens.
这个时候呢，以利亚就与以利沙就从吉甲往前走。
They leave from Gilgal.
从一个地方叫吉甲。
From a place called Gilgal.
准备呢要往伯特利去。
And they are to journey towards Bethel.
那以利亚就对以利沙说：“你留在吉甲，我一个人前去。”
But Elijah tells Elisha to stay in Gilgal, and that he alone will go on to Bethel.
但是以利沙不愿留下。以利沙说：“如果你去，我一定要跟着你去。”
But Elisha refuses, and he says, "If the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you."
所以他跟得非常的近。
So Elisha follows Elijah very closely.
然后从伯特利呢，他又往耶利哥去。
And from Bethel, he goes to Jericho.
也是同样的情形。
And the same situation happens.
以利沙继续的跟随。
But Elisha continues to follow Elijah.
最后呢，他们又来到了约旦河。
And eventually they reach the Jordan River.
然后以利亚就用外衣哦，把这个打水，水就分开来，他们两个就走干地就过去了。
So Elijah takes his coat and hits the water and parts the water, and they walk on dry land across the river.
所以这里给我们看见呢，他怎么以利沙怎么跟随以利亚呢
？So here we see how Elijah follows Elijah.
他经过了吉甲。经过了伯特利，经过了耶利哥，最后经过了约旦河。
He goes from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho, and then eventually he crosses the Jordan River.
我们知道，如果你读圣经，你知道吉甲是一个很特别的地方。
We know that if we read the Bible, Gilgal is a very special place.
它是以色列人行割礼的地方。
This is where they started to circumcise themselves.
对。所以吉甲这个地方是代表对付肉体。
So Gilgal represents how to deal with your flesh.
你知道我们这个人天然人都是充满了我们的肉体。
Our natural man is filled with
flesh.
The flesh.
但你跟从主的话呢，第一个要对付的就是对付你自己的肉体。
But to follow God, the first thing you must deal with is your flesh.
你知道我们很多时候愿意去对付人家的肉体，我们不愿意对付自己的肉体。
Many times we would prefer to deal with someone else's flesh rather than our own flesh.
但是跟随主第一个人要对付自己的肉体。
But to follow God, the first thing you must do is to deal with your own flesh.
对付我们的脾气。
You must deal with your temper.
对付我们很多那种没有耐心。No patience.
Your impatience.
这些都是要对付的。
These are things that we all must deal with.
因为神注重我们这个人过于我们的事情。
Because God seeks this our person, not the task.
然后第二站他们就来到了耶利到了伯特利。
So the second stop is in Bethel.
我们知道圣经上最早提到伯特利是跟亚伯拉罕有关。
The first mention of Bethel is related to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕曾经在伯特利跟埃城中间呢筑了一座坛。
Abraham once built an altar between the city of Bethel and Ai.
伯特利的意思就是说神的家。
Bethel means house of God.
那埃城呢，它的意思是废墟 ruin.
And Ai represents ruin.
什么事情在神的眼中看起来是跟废墟一样没有价值的？
So what in God's eyes are considered ruin?
我们知道根据约翰一书第二章十七节告诉我们。
We see in 1 John chapter 2 verses
17. 他那边特别告诉我们说，世界跟世界上的情欲呢，都要过去，换句话就像废墟一样都要过去。
It says that.The world is passing away and the lust of it.
但是呢，只有遵行神旨意的呢，永远长存。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
那世界上的东西是什么呢？就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟心生的骄傲，那是在十六节所提到的。
So it says that the world represents the lust and
肉体的情欲。眼目的情欲跟
情欲。The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
对。所以亚伯拉罕在那里筑了一座坛，正好在埃城跟伯特利的中间。
So when Abraham erects an altar between I and Bethel.
换句话，这个坛呢是一个分别的坛 ，out of separation.
This altar is for separation.
把神的家跟这世界。分开来。
By dividing the house of God and the world.
所以跟随主，第二个要学习的就是要对付世界。
So following the Lord, the second thing you must learn is to remove yourself from the world.
你不能让世界的影响力进到了教会。
You must not let the influence of the world come into the church.
第三个就讲到耶利哥。
And the third is Jericho.
我们的耶利哥是他们进入迦南以后的一个大的征战。
Jericho was the first great battle after they came into Canaan.
那迦南可以让他们享受神给他们的丰富。
Canaan provided many things and was very bountiful.
是神给他们的。
And this was from God.
但有一个拦阻，就是像耶利哥人所代表，他们不让他们享受。
But the barrier between Canaan and the Israelites was Jericho.
他不让他们享受神要给他们的丰富。
Jericho refused to allow the Israelites to enjoy God's grace.
所以在这里给我们看见耶利哥是代表属灵的征战。
So we see here that Jericho represents spiritual warfare.
根据以弗所书第六章所告诉我们的，十二节告诉我们的。
It says in Ephesians 6 chapter 12.
他那特别提到，你知道，有各样的那个执政的、掌权的、管辖的幽暗世界的属灵气的恶魔，我们要跟他征战。
That we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age.
所以耶利哥告诉我们要胜过这个属灵的仇敌。
So we must over. Jericho tells us that we must overcome our spiritual enemies.
经过了约旦河，就代表呢。我们要与主同死同复活。
And crossing the Jordan River represents that we must die with God and we must also be resurrected with God.
换句话，所有出于我们旧造的，不管好的坏的，这旧造的东西都要把它埋葬。
In other words, our old nature must all be buried.
就让主那个复活的那个生命在我们身上能够彰显。
And allow His resurrection life to come to life.
很奇妙，当他经过了这些阶段之后呢，以利亚就对以利沙说了一句话。
So it's amazing that after they came through these four stages, Elijah starts to speak to Elisha.
他说：“你现在啊。”你要我为你做什么？你只管求。
He says that,
在第十，这第九节啊。
In Second Kings, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, Elijah asks.
你要我为你做什么？你只管求。
Ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you.
那这句话是一件很大的话哦。
These words are very powerful words.
你要我为你做什么？你只管求。
He says, "Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do for you."
你记得主耶稣也曾经讲过类似的话，说你们祈求就给你们。
Do you remember Jesus once said that to us that if you ask, I will give it to you?
有很多时候我们求也没得到。
And oftentimes we ask and we don't receive.
但是你经过了这几个站之后呢，神好像给我们一个权柄。
But after you go through these four stages, it's as if God has given us a right or a privilege.
一个祷告的权柄
a privilege of prayer.
如果你对付过肉体对付过世界对付过仇敌这些你好像得到了一个祷告的权柄
If you overcome your flesh and you overcome
world,
the world and your spiritual enemies then you
有一个祷告的权柄但是
you have a powerful prayer
这时候 你祈求他就给你
and if you askGod will give it to
you. 你知道没有经过这些对付的时候呢，很多时候我们求也得不到。
So if we don't go through these four stages, then we can ask many times and we will not receive.
因为我们常常是妄求。
Because we ask out of our lust.
为的是满足我们的欲望。
To fulfill our lust and to fulfill ourselves.
但是当你跟随到这个地步的时候，你就得到了这个祷告的权柄。
But when you come to this point, then you have the power of prayer.
你只管求
and you can ask for whatever you want.
结果他要什么他说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我
So what did Elisha ask for? Elisha asked for the double portion of Elijah's spirit.
为什么以利沙要双倍的圣灵加在他身上呢
And why does Elisha want a double portion of Elijah's spirit?
并不是他要做的比以利亚更伟大
Not because he wants to be more powerful than Elijah.
而是因为他看见前面的世代是更黑暗的世代。
But he sees that his future generation will be darker than Elijah's.
困难是更困难的。
And it will be more corrupt and complicated.
他需要双倍的圣灵，使他能够完成神给他的指示。
And so he needs double the portion of God's Spirit to fulfill his ministry.
后来我们就知道。他果然得到了这双倍的圣灵。
And then we see that Elisha did get double portion of his spirit.
而且行了许多的神迹。
And performed many miracles.
在他身上你看见了所谓的复活生命的那个指示。
And in his life you could see the resurrection life take place.
这个人的榜样就是说呢，主耶稣说什么？你们若要服侍我，就要跟从我。我在哪里？你们要在哪里？你们如果是这样服侍我呢？我父要尊重他。
So by this example, we now understand when God says, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor."
盼望我们听见这个话，也能够跟得上。
We hope that after hearing these words, we can also follow.
有一天。让我们能够蒙父神的尊重。
And that one day we will be honored by our God.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's pray.